This is Easter, the celebration of a Savior who overcame death and hell and the grave. It was with great anticipation that the world watched and waited for his arrival. And when Jesus, the Son of God, arrived, everything changed. This man, both human and divine, would do the impossible. He would give sight to the eyes of the blind. He would feed thousands with a few fish and loaves. And he would even give life to the dead. It would be those same crowds who would line the streets just a short time later as Jesus made his way into Jerusalem for the Passover. With palm branches waving, they shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Take long for the cries of Hosanna to fade into whispered secrets of betrayal and murder as the chief priests and the elders and even the high priest Caiaphas began to conspire and to plot against Jesus. knowing that an hour of great sorrow was coming, Jesus gathered with his disciples in an upper room. Even as Jesus tarried in the garden, praying for strength to face the path ahead, he was already surrendered to his Father's will. With a traitor's kiss, he was arrested and led away. Blindfolded, mocked, and beaten, taken before Pilate and falsely accused. "What has he done?" Pilate asked. And though Jesus was without guilt, the crowd cried, "Crucify him!" Having heard the people's demands, Pilate handed him over. The soldiers took him, stripped him, and placed a scarlet robe upon his back and a twisted crown of thorns upon his head. They spit on him and struck him as they ridiculed him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" Despised and rejected, the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, took up his cross and began to walk the road that led to Calvary.
That silhouette of sadness upon Golgotha's hill was a monument to mercy, the cross where Christ was killed, a symbol of his suffering, forever lifted high, an emblem of redeeming love for all mankind. My only hope, my only claim is Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. I glory in each crimson stain on Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. For it was on that cross he died, the Lamb of God was crucified, the dead of sin was satisfied for all on Calvary. I see his battered body suspended even now, my shame upon his shoulders, my thorns upon his brow, the rugged tree that held him there becomes a sacred place. When I was lost, he made the cross to a bridge of grace. My only hope, my only claim is Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. I glory in each crimson stain on Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. For it was on that cross he died, the Lamb of God was crucified, the debt of sin was satisfied for all. The heart of all I am, and the reason I still cling to Calvary's cross. My the Lamb of God was crucified, the debt of sin was satisfied for all.
That God proved his love for us. And that while we were still sinning against him, Christ died for us. But this was not the end. The story was not over. Death would ultimately be defeated. The curse of sin would be broken. And love would overcome the grave. And when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus the Christ, our Savior, now and forever, we can look back and say, it happened on a Sunday.